This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello, and welcome back to Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. My name's Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth. If you'd like more information about what you hear today during the show, give us a call at 603-357-1084 or visit us online at www.optfinancial.com. And while you're at the website, click on the resources page, podcast, and you can check out our shows, past shows, and subscribe. During a particularly challenging day at work, do you ever toss around your reading glasses onto your desk and lean back in your chair and dream about retirement? If the answer is yes, you're probably not alone. But like many others, you probably snap back to reality when you recall that your retirement is still a few years down the road. But what about early retirement? One common way to potentially retire early is by utilizing what's called the FIRE method. That stands for financial independence, retire early. At its most basic, FIRE is intended to help you save enough money to retire before you're 65. FIRE has been highlighted often in articles and news stories, so I thought this would be an excellent topic for us today. An article from U.S. News and World Report, A Guide to the FIRE Movement, has some information that I found very interesting and that I'd like to share with you today. And if you'd like to read the article for yourself, it's available at money.usnews.com. So first and foremost, it's important to recognize that the FIRE movement is about far more than a few calculations written out on an old envelope. So FIRE has basically two key components. Component one is gaining financial independence, and the second component is retiring early. To that end, FIRE requires you to save and invest aggressively during your career so that you can create a nest egg and passive income that may allow you to leave work once and for all at an earlier age than many of your peers and colleagues. Though it depends on your current financial circumstances as well as your goals, it's not uncommon for those to embrace FIRE to want to retire in their 40s or their 50s. So how does it actually work? It begins by assessing how much you spend annually. From there, your total expenses can be multiplied by 25. As the article explains, when that money is invested mainly in equities, it may be enough to allow you to live off the proceeds for as much as 3 decades if you use a 4% withdrawal method of your total investments. So for example, if you spend $50,000 a year on each expenses, you may want to set aside saving $1.25 million as your goal, as that figure is 25 times 50,000. Once you've met that goal, you could potentially retire and begin withdrawing 4% of your $1.25 million each year, 1.25, which is $50,000 per year. Now, there are certainly risks anytime you're investing money, and we don't have enough time here today to address all those potential risks. So therefore, if investing is part of your financial strategy, I just recommend you work with a financial services professional. When it comes to the FIRE method, you have options other than just investing in equities. You could potentially purchase a real estate. You could develop a side business that ultimately creates enough passive income that you can eventually use it to cover your monthly expenses. Your approach will mainly come down to your preferred retirement lifestyle. The article explains that there's fat FIRE, which is having enough to live in style, and barista FIRE, which is saving enough to quit your corporate job, but still needing a less stressful job, like working in a coffee shop. There's also slow FI, which is working towards financial independence at your own pace. And you have coast FIRE, which is the goal of having enough money in your retirement accounts that you don't have to make further contributions because the amount may grow in subsequent years and may then support your preferred retirement lifestyle. A significant potential benefit of FIRE is that it can educate you about your money and finances in general as you focus your time and attention on budgeting and working with your financial services professional to closely monitor your savings and investments. Beyond that, fire may provide you with an opportunity to leave a career you no longer find fulfilling or rewarding. In some ways, fire is about taking more control of your financial future. Time itself may also be one of fire's possible benefits. If you've long wanted to start your own business, building financial security through the fire philosophy may provide you with an opportunity to finally take that entrepreneurial plunge. An open and frank conversation with your financial services professional may reveal additional potential benefits as well. Conversely, fire has several potential risks that you should be fully aware of, the first of which is that if you retire early, you could be on the hook for your entire healthcare bill. Remember, in most cases, you're eligible for Medicare until you turn age 65. So if you retired at 50, what would having to pay healthcare out of your own pocket for as long as 15 years due to your financial strategy and or your nest egg? Additionally, as we noted in the first segment, finding success with the FIRE philosophy is largely predicated on successful investments. But if your investments don't perform as well as expected, what then? Finally, even if all the financial parts of your own FIRE strategy work, there may be other, more subtle downsides to retiring early. If your spouse continues to work and your close friends are still working, how will you fill your days? For many, work is a significant social outlet. So it's important to not just have a financial strategy for retiring early, but to have a strategy for your personal life in early retirement as well. Clearly, the FIRE philosophy isn't one that's going to work for everyone. For many, it will require some level of frugality and will also require a strategy for occupying your newfound time. Working through some of those issues with a financial services professional could prove very beneficial. Next, I have another article about the FIRE movement that I'm eager to share with our listeners. It's a U.S. News and World Report article called Seven Lessons from Those Who Retired by FIRE. It's also available at money.usnews.com. As the title implies, the article shares reflections from those who put this FIRE philosophy into action, and it gives us another helpful layer for our conversation. So lesson number one, get ready to spend less. Again, the FIRE philosophy requires a significant commitment to saving money, in some cases socking away as much as 50% of your salary. Ultimately, retiring early may require living well before your below your means, before you're retired. Will you be okay with watching friends and coworkers driving newer cars, taking better vacations, and splurging more during the holidays? You have to ask yourself that. Next, those who have already used the FIRE philosophy urge those considering it to practice living in retirement. Essentially, that means doing some of the things you dream about doing in retirement before you actually retire. So for example, if you often daydream about buying a top shelf road bike and hitting the trails every day, why not buy the bike and hit those trails on the weekends while you're still working? You may find that actually 25 or 30 daily miles on the bike really isn't for you. The next piece of advice is to change how you approach money. When you reach what you consider financial independence, your budget may have to look different because you'll no longer have that steady paycheck you were receiving during your career. As I often tell my clients, living off your investments and spending down what you saved requires a completely different way of thinking as well as new skills. Many people may have to live off less than their original salary for their money to last for the duration of their retirement, which may mean sticking closely to a fairly tight budget. And in my experience, it's often a lot harder than people expect it to be. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit optfinancial.com, click on Resources and Podcast, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. And finally, if you want more information on what we discussed today, give us a call. Our number is 603-357-1084. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies. Optimum Wealth, LLC, Optimum Benefits, and Dwayne Goodell are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.